Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
This is Ja'Kari Jackson for InfoWars.com. Last month, the Washington State Senate said open carriers are no longer welcome in their viewing galleries. Lieutenant Governor Brad Owen announced that the public will no longer be able to openly carry firearms in the state Senate's chamber's public viewing area. We're not going to treat them any differently than everyone else, he said to open carry advocates. Owen said that it didn't make sense to allow people to openly carry firearms while banning backpacks, signs, and umbrellas. The last I checked, backpacks and umbrellas were not covered under the United States Constitution. But in response to this, open carry advocates are having a rally tomorrow, the 7th, and we have gun owners prepare for arrest at Washington State Capitol. The Washington State Patrol is expected to arrest anyone entering the viewing chambers openly carrying a firearm, although individuals with a concealed pistol license will be allowed to conceal carry weapons into the chambers. And of course, we know in Washington State, Bloomberg and Bill Gates are up there pushing their anti-gun agenda, so we'll just have to wait and see how this turns out. And last year, you guys may also recall Arkansas gun range declaring itself to be a Muslim-free zone. But now, after the massacre that happened in Pakistan, Pakistani teachers are now being able to carry in the classroom. After 150 children and educators were killed by Taliban terrorists in a brutal massacre in December, the Pakistani government gave permission to teachers to be armed while at work. Now, I'm very happy to see this, whether it's in Pakistan or here in the States. I think it's much better to arm the teachers than to give the kids Campbell soup cans and tell them to throw them at their attackers. And we'll end with this. Murder victim's sister on gun control group. Don't use her to push your agenda.
Sharing your story to other people would understand why we strike our gun laws.
I'm pretty versed about the bill. And I'm actually very against it. I'm very pro-gun, as is Jesse, so I would really hope that you guys don't use her story for anything.
Okay.
Because the only thing that would have saved her was a gun.
That's it for now. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
There's just one more thing you've got to worry about as the world moves toward RFID everything. Digital pickpockets. Here, hackers show just how easily your credit card information can be stolen from thin air in seconds. It's a practice known as data skimming that allows criminals to use RFID readers to harvest bank details from cards that use wave and pay radio technology. RFID cards transmit bank details via their own radio signal, so criminals standing just 6 inches away are able to harvest bank details using RFID readers or even apps that are downloaded to their phones. If a reader or RFID app-enabled smartphone is within range, hackers can pick up on that wireless signal as it's transmitted when the card is being used to buy a product. That information can then be used to replicate the card. Now, the fact that the readers aren't able to get the 3-digit security code off the back of your credit card, that can sort of help, but you'll notice that that security code isn't really necessary for most purchases. And the danger here is that it's estimated that nearly 70% of cards will soon be vulnerable to digital pickpocketing. Now, there are ways to protect your information right now. You can wrap the card in tin foil, or you can also pick up a specially lined wallet like those that we sell at the InfoWars store. Not only are they going to stop RFID identity theft, but also cell phone tracking and eavesdropping. But what's the contingency plan when these RFID chips are going to be embedded under our skin? Google CEO Eric Schmidt is basically foaming at the mouth just talking about this technology becoming intrinsic. We've already reported about a company in Sweden who is requiring its employees to get RFID chips just so they can make photocopies or enter and exit the building. But these embedded RFID implants will contain a lot more information than just your banking data. Of course, they'll have your social security number as well as your private health and criminal history. They'll be used to track and monitor all of your movements. So, of course, this is information that's very vital to not only hackers, but also government agencies. Isn't it kind of ironic to think that in the future, we're all probably going to be wearing tin?
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday the 13th on this live worldwide edition of the transmission. February, Friday the 13th, 2015. We're broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, and it is time for the people of the world to stand up and let the globalist social engineers know that we are aware of their manipulation and that they are not in control of our minds anymore. That is the beginning of their collapse, the minute we realize that we are free.
Prepare yourself for a perfectly outrageous motion picture.
Howard Beale went up there last night and said what every American feels, that he's tired of all the votes.
Thanks, Diana. We're talking about putting a manifestly irresponsible man on national television.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T. And DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. and you will atone.
Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
Why me?
It was your own television, dummy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Network News Hour with Howard Beale.
Can't do it. We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Thing sucks.
Yeah. What the hell's going on?
I don't know. He just said he was going to blow his brains out.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Congresswoman, let me interrupt you just for a moment. We've got some breaking news out of Miami. Stand by, if you will. Right now in Miami, Justin Bieber has been arrested on a number of charges. The judge is reading the charges, including resisting arrest and driving under the influence. He's appearing now before the judge for his bond hearing.
I want a show developed based on the activities of a terrorist group.
Well, I'm going to make a TV star out of you.
You're going to be a household word.
Osama bin Laden is just one person. He is representative of networks of people who absolutely have made their cause to defeat the freedoms that we understand, and we will not allow him to do so.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet.
NATO is in command of the entire U.S. military publicly. Homeland Security now says their mission has nothing to do with al-Qaeda or Muslim extremists, and has to do with the Tea Party, who will launch police-killing terror attacks any minute. With no evidence of that, now it's beginning. The borders are completely wide open. Tens of millions of people are flooding here as we speak. Hundreds of thousands a month pouring over the borders, being given driver's license in California to pull the lever to ban guns. We are in the middle of a globalist revolution against this country right now.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Network television will never be the same.
Good.
So much.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. Who are they going to fight a war against?
And just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Multiple sources tell CNN as many as 40 veterans died while they were waiting for medical care at this VA facility.
Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube, he has 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube, and a kind of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist, strange.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Expects of getting paid to be racist.
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window open it and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now.
Stick your head out of the window, open it, and stick your head out and keep yelling and yell, I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore. Just get up from your chairs right now. Go to
where
the
window. What are you doing? I don't want to see if anybody's yelling.
Open it and stick your head out and yell and keep yelling. I'm
mad as hell. How am I going to take this anymore?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell!
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, the 13th transmission. Dr. Andy Wakefield, will be joining us. He is the medical doctor from England who now lives in Austin, Texas, who is suing the journalist author of the so-called medical report debunking his study. They used that hoax report to then put out another larger hoax that the only piece of evidence showing vaccines was dangerous had been overturned and fraudulently created. Just last week, the court in England returned the medical degree and good standing to his co-author, and he is set very soon to have hearings and is set to be exonerated as well. So just remember that. British court throws out conviction of autism vaccine MD. Andrew Wakefield's co-author completely exonerated. That's from the Autism Action Network. It links through to the British reports. They do not want you knowing this because they're a bunch of liars just like Brian Williams. By the way, Brian Williams is in more trouble now for saying that he was most... honored to report on the fall of the Berlin Wall and to see it fall. And it turns out he didn't get there till the day after. The Berlin Wall was falling for weeks. I'm not defending Brian Williams. He's a horrible anti-gun, globalist, teleprompter-reading liar. But saying I was there when the Berlin Wall fell, I mean, he was there when the Berlin Wall fell. If you're there when it's falling down the next day, being taken down, that was ongoing for weeks, then yes, maybe a fish story, maybe you caught a 10-pound fish, you said it was a 15-pound fish, whatever. Lying and saying there are no death panels in Obamacare. Lying and saying you can keep your doctor. Lying and saying they wouldn't come after our guns. Lying and saying there's no amnesty in the new amnesty legislation. That's the type of stuff that people should be really angry about. But hey, if it discredits dinosaur media that's always trying to attack any type of independent media, great. Great. Of course, the guy is a congenital liar. He wasn't there with dead bodies floating past at his hotel in Katrina. He wasn't in the helicopter shot down. He wasn't near it. On and on and on. And yes, he wasn't there at the Brandenburg Gate right when the first pieces fell. So I guess he's a liar on that count as well. But it doesn't matter. In the aggregate, compared to the big lies of the private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve that tells Congress it's above the law. And all these Republican and Democratic senators coming out saying, don't meddle in it, you know, stop Rand Paul. Let me tell you, Rand Paul is a hero. He's not perfect, but compared to the globalist, he is an angel. I mean, he's barely defeated the gun-grabbing bills with Ted Cruz. Barely. Defeated a whole bunch of garbage, and now he's in there trying to get the audit the Fed bill passed. I just see such vitriol by the trolls criticizing Rand Paul online. And that's because it's paid for to get the ball rolling, and then other people join in on it. It's a snowball effect. They try to create a megaphone effect, a amplification effect. And I just bring that up as a side issue because it's just he's exposing that our government funded Al-Qaeda and ISIS right now, and that Hillary's involved. Nobody else is doing that. In fact, Rand Paul is even better than Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz's wife, I know, worked for Goldman Sachs. So does anybody else, basically, that is successful in banking. And she resigned from the Council on Foreign Relations. I don't care what organization they were in. I care about their voting records. I mean, Saul of Tarsus was the biggest persecutor of Christians. He became the greatest leader of Christians after Christ. So I don't care. I mean, as long as Darth Vader throws the Emperor down the mineshaft as an allegory, I don't care if he was Darth Vader 5 minutes before. Because now he's going back to being Anakin Skywalker. You've got to give everybody that chance. Stay with us.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live. Live, back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Well, they had an investigator who said that they were threatening to kill him, and about an hour before he was set to testify to their legislature, he was shot in the head. And now the president of Argentina, Fernandez, has been charged in probe of alleged cover-up. Wow, a conspiracy that they might actually kill an investigator from the government who had proof that she was connected to communist bombings decades before and other activities like Obama and his connection to the Weathermen, who come on this show and say they're not communist and that they don't want violence. I mean, a load of horse crap. And I'm sorry to talk like that, but that is what it is. A rose is still a rose by any other name, and baloney is still Bravo Sierra by any other name. Stocks have hit a new record high. That's in the Associated Press. Reach record. Rebounding oil lifts energy stocks. Stocks, this is just all volatility manipulating, riding it up and down. Stocks rose to record levels on Friday as the price of oil jumped again, giving it a lift to energy stocks. The slight gain for the market was enough to push the Standard & Poor's 500 index to a record interday high of the Dow Jones Industrial Average back above 18,000. Those headlines are from DrudgeReport.com. Let me go over a few of the headlines that are up at InfoWars.com right now for you. ISIS captures city where Marines are training Iraqi troops after Obama submits war authorization. That's a Kurt Nemo report. Our war correspondent, Joe Biggs, has contacts in the Army and the Marines, and he is on the phone right now with them confirming what AP and Reuters and others are reporting, that 300 Marines may be trapped right as Obama tries to get his war authorization. Notice how ISIS hits perfectly right when Obama needs them to get this blanket war authorization, which will be used on Syria, al-Qaeda's enemy. In fact, they've already said, we want to carve out an area, remove these groups, then put good Syrian rebels in to take over Syria. And that's all this is a U.S. force sent there to mop up some of the disparate ISIS groups, because there's always infighting, that aren't following orders exactly correctly of NATO and others, and then they'll mop up some of those guys for television, you know, have some images of them being flown around on C-130s to torture bases. They'll be trained on how to be better operatives and released in 5-10 years to start the next war. That's what Camp X-Ray is. I said it a decade ago. Camp X-Ray at Gitmo is an al-Qaeda training command base. We knew. I mean, it came out in the news, mainstream news, that an entire area inside the base was CIA run, where they would basically get people to join them, train them, break them, test new mind control drugs, test new mind control chips. This came out in the news that it was super Buck Rogers high tech stuff, right down to PCP, LSD, and flying in top hookers. It was really because the CIA just wanted to have them around. I'm not kidding. You can pull this up. Hookers in to dress up with Satan mask on and to rape the detainees with blood. Now, I'm not trying to be gross here. It was like an NBC News, ABC News. In fact, that's so outrageous. Guys, Google search it. It'll be something like Gitmo detainees sexually abused, prostitutes. Gitmo prostitutes flown in. I think London Guardian had it too. I mean, that was like 8-9 years ago that came out. And I'm already digressing. It's just a re-education camp is where you find people and break them down who you know that will then serve you and follow orders. And that's why almost every commander in ISIS right now is a Gitmo graduate. You know, some people go to Harvard, they go to University of Texas, you go to Cambridge. No, they go to Gitmo. Sex used to break Muslim prisoners. Book says women allegedly wore thongs. And it goes on, that's a whitewash, that's Associated Press. Female interrogators tried to break Muslim detainees in the U.S. prison camp in Gitmo Bay by sexually touching, wearing miniskirts and thong underwear, in one case smearing Saudi man's face with fake menstrual blood, according to an insider's written account. That's a whitewash. See, by the time it hits NBC News or AP, it's a total whitewash. Read the Army's report from Abu Ghraib. read, just search Army Report on Prisoner Abuse, Abu Ghraib. General Tagumbu filed the report. Three-star U.S. general, and I can't even say on air what they did in the report. But it involves small children, and it involves acid, and it involves large objects. And I don't care who you are out there. You cannot accept raping five-year-old children. I mean, it just it's pure evil, and they're trying to bring America's name down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Time.
Go tell that long.
We'll cut down George Soros.
Go and tell that midnight.
Time. Will cut down the traitors that have sought to destroy any semblance of human dignity and freedom. Tell them that God's going to cut them down.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels.
Where to begin?
He called my name and my heart stood still. When he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that Lord.
Where to start? I mean, the news is all just over the top, and all of it illustrates really important things. Tell the rambler, the gambler. Let's just begin where we just ended in the last segment. ISIS on the doorstep. Fighters reportedly seize Iraqi town near base holding U.S. Marines. Fox News, Gateway Pundit. ISIS seizes Iraq city, attacks al-Assad base with 300 Marines inside. 8 suicide bombers killed inside base. I mean, this is just all-out al-Qaeda attack. Now look at the photos here. They're all waving al-Qaeda flags, and our media keeps acting like ISIS is different than the Syrian Free Army and al-Qaeda. I mean, it's just a total joke if it wasn't so serious. And again, it's a real war. They'll kill Marines. They'll kill Army soldiers. They'll kill sailors. So it's a real war that people like Chris Kyle over there fighting, but at the end of the day, the globalists are behind the whole thing, orchestrating it. We're going to continue to investigate this. Kurt Nemo has a boil down of it with video at Infowars.com. ISIS captures city where Marines are training Iraqi troops after Obama submits war authorization. Al-Baghdadi is the town. What is that like? The Baghdad? The little Baghdad? Taken by ISIS. And then look at this article. This is so incredible. I remember watching this at the time. Just as a neutral person, knowing George Soros was behind and bragged about it, the $5 billion State Department to overthrow Ukraine, put it in an unelected government. They call that a dictatorship. Junta. And I remember seeing clearly in the videos that were even being put out on their state-run TV that it was snipers from the West and pro-Western Ukraine shooting at the elected government police and killing them. So the police would then shoot back, and they could say it was a police massacre. Well, now RT reports, and I don't just believe RT, they have a link to BBC interviewing one of the leaders, admitting that they were there sniping the police and started it. So they're just so arrogant. BBC airs fighter admitting he fired on police before Kiev massacre. The BBC has aired footage of an opposition fighter who says he fired at police. I remember watching the footage. I mean, the media was saying that they were protesters shooting at the police. It wasn't denied. Okay, that's just some of the news on that front. Let me get into the really serious news here that's coming up. I'm going to cover this in the third hour, so it'll take some time. North Carolina killer, a fan of the Southern Poverty Law Center. I noticed the Tea Party and people that don't want totally open borders the last few days were being blamed for these three Muslims that were shot in Florida. And then I noticed it went off the news, and I thought, what's going on? Well, the crew pointed out to me, and the Weekly Standard has it, and a bunch of other publications, WorldNet Daily has it. And Joseph Harris says, why aren't you hearing about this? It was in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Well, we're not hearing about it. It was another event in Florida. Because Craig Hicks, the suspect, charged the murders as an atheist and a fan of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and likes MSNBC host Rachel Maddow, the science guy Bill Nye, same-sex marriage groups, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation. So he's immune because he's liberal. Three Muslim students murdered near University of North Carolina. Corporate media accused of glossing over story. That's a Don's report about the WorldNet Daily report. And they had another case that we'll talk about. Remember the guy that went in and shot up the Family Research Council? And he said he did it for the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is a group that within an hour or less of Richard Poplawski in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 6 years ago, shooting and killing three police officers, they were blaming me, saying he did it for me. We're going to play the Corkins video when he's talking to the FBI agents, admitting that he did it because of what he learned from the Southern Poverty Law Center when he shot up the Family Research Council. But the reason I'm getting back into this is within an hour, they had it on the Pittsburgh front page newspaper. They were announcing it on national news. And imagine, he's barely at the police station, and I'm being blamed. They're running into his computer claiming, oh, he visited InfoWars.com. Well, we just went to his social media websites and found him saying that I work for Israel and that I need to be taken out and that he's going to dedicate his life to stopping me. And he was all on the Stormfront website and everywhere else. But the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, within an hour, had their people inside the police department leaking it, trying to connect it to me. Again, folks, they're after us, is what I'm saying. And they're after anybody that doesn't want to just sell the country completely down the river to corruption. And that's happened a bunch where they get on the news and they say, Alex Jones wants cops dead. This is a meme they put out because they know I'm saying we don't want civil war. We don't want to protest tyranny violently. When we don't want to go out, if it ever goes to violence, and randomly shoot cops or military, that will drive the police and military into the arms of the globalists. Plus, it doesn't hurt the globalists. They hate the police and the military. Look at their internal training. They're totally worried about the military and police. They're worried about anybody that's got force and that is in the inside. Tyrannies always keep police and military on a very short, abusive, tyrannical leash. So natural allies of the police and military, it's like if you go to a party and you act like you don't like anybody and you sit in the corner mad and you think everybody hates you. What's the Doors line about women seem wicked when you're unwanted? It's all how we reach out to people. And they want us all isolated, and they want a divide and conquer scenario in this country. And I know I say that all the time because it's so simple. But you go to a party, and you're out going, telling jokes, having a great time. Everybody's going to be over there talking to you. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you are down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. And see, that's why they, 30 years ago, infiltrated the proto-modern militia movement. Is totally constitutional, absolutely part of our system and wonderful, with feds and globalists to make everybody hide in the woods, think the cops are coming to kill them, freaking out, so they could project an image of a bunch of crazies hiding out in the bushes to then put that in movies and TV shows to then create the perception that anyone owning guns wants to kill all the police. So the police would then start alerting on them like a hunting dog that's been trained to go after rabbits. Well, if you look like a rabbit and the dog's trained to take down rabbits, it's going to come after you. It's like MTV and the whole culture teaches the kids how to wear their pants hanging down around their legs, prison style, prison punk style, and to wear certain outfits and things on record while they train the police to alert on it that that's guns, drugs, illegal activity. You're putting on a uniform, an enemy uniform, and then squaring off against people that have been trained to attack you. And everyone just follows the rules through the hype like idiots. The police go along with it. The gangbangers go along with it. We're all being played like little chump morons. So we're going to be getting to that and playing some of those clips coming up. Just a few minutes of the third hour, but I want to get all that lined up and document that for folks that the real promoters of hate are people like the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL, and they continue to get caught with their pants down, and that's a good thing. But since I mentioned media manipulation and media control, I thought that I would play this piece, and this is an auxiliary InfoWars.com reporter that put this report out, and then Paul Watson wrote a story around it. And I've said many times, don't ask me permission to be an InfoWars reporter. Don't ask me permission to paint InfoWars.com on the side of your barn. You have absolute right to do that. If you're a fan of Coca-Cola, you can paint on the side of your barn. But we get these emails and calls almost every day. You know, can I put your stuff on Access Television? Can I write about you, in an article for the school paper? Can we write about InfoWars in a play I'm writing for drama? You can write about Moby Dick if you want, or Elvis Presley, or Jesus Christ. I mean, whatever you want. Freedom is your freedom to create culture and art without getting permission. And that's what political correctness is I better not say or do anything That's why they keep widening it to brown bags and dodgeball and everything's politically incorrect. Show that you're just scared to death and just go in a ball and only repeat what you saw on Family Guy. And as the mainstream media is discredited, they're going to segue to Comedy Central and movies and drama. That's where the real propaganda is. And I almost don't even want to go to this piece because I'd like to get a piece Darren McBreen did. Maybe we can do this on the nightly news and then air it on the Sunday show and post on InfoWars for people. He did a whole report on admitted subliminals in TV ads in the modern age. And it's like a Sharpie ad where they just flash it for 2 seconds and it shows protesters and it says, don't protest, submit. And that is subliminal. And then we've got cases where in Breaking Bad, over and over again, they would attack Ron Paul in just flashes where drug dealers and child molesters liked Ron Paul. And they only do it for a few seconds because your subconscious brain reads it, sees it, makes the connection. Your subconscious mind could be, some estimates are 100 times, some are only 10 times, more powerful than your cerebral cortex. The frontal lobes, the left and right hemispheres of the brain, are tiny compared to the rest of your brain, and they have to focus all this incredible knowledge down to what you're currently thinking about, what you're currently dealing with. And so folks are pointing this out. We're seeing this more and more where they create a mock InfoWars.com website and then have it with a ridiculous conspiracy theory. And this is done at a subliminal level because you cannot read it when they flash it up there for 1 second. But your subconscious mind did. And we're seeing this all over the place. So I hate to just show one example because, I mean, let me tell you what's subliminal, quasi-subliminal. Bill O'Reilly did the report a few years ago, and he's done this several times, about cyber stalking and men trying to rape women over the internet via Craigslist. And then he cuts to me screaming, in that case, about police or something, nothing about women, and my face turning red. And he says, these haters must be stopped. I mean, I showed my lawyer. He said, yeah, you can sue News Corp and win. Do you want to spend $1 million and take a couple of years to get $2 or $3 million? Same thing with Rachel Maddow. I mean, my lawyer's rated probably the top lawyer in Texas, and I'm not bragging. He said, but, I mean, do you want to waste your time? And I said, no, they're just so discredited. But yeah, there's the headline. Bill O'Reilly smears Alex Jones in hate speech rant. This is quasi-subliminal because it's like they're trying to make me a meme of you know, rapist, racist, because they know I've got their number. Now, let's go to this report. Comedy Central show chides InfoWars with clone website. Segment features main character browsing Conspiracy Wars, which is the same logo as ours, with crazy headline. You can see the video up on InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener. Here's the audio.
The mainstream media's propaganda campaign to marginalize Alex Jones and InfoWars continues to be deployed in full force and on all fronts. But the latest attack did not come from the usual suspects, MSNBC, Media Matters, Salon.com, or Fox News. Apparently, the mainstream media believes it's just not enough to demonize and lie about InfoWars in the news alone. The attacks must also cross over into entertainment, where the audience lets their guard down and are more susceptible to the conditioning. A recent episode of Comedy Central's show Broad City, aired February 11, 2015, featured an unfavorable cameo of the InfoWars website. The episode begins with a quick shot of the main character's computer. Here it is.
What is in the box? Actually,
that. It's only 2 seconds, and it goes by very fast. Here it is again.
Actually,
that. And it was on my birthday that he first aired.
It was quick, but it says Michael Jackson lives in Richard Branson's space condo. The header on the fictitious website says Conspiracy Wars, which is clearly an exact replica of InfoWars' website. This is more than just a harmless, meaningless joke. It is a carefully placed subconscious mind conditioning technique. The producers of the show went out of their way to create a fake website to condition their audience. They associate an outrageous headline with the image of InfoWars' trademark website header, which then gives their viewers a subliminal input that InfoWars is an unbelievable and untrustworthy news source. This quick subliminal message may be enough to dissuade someone from reading an InfoWars article they may come across without them even knowing why. This isn't the first time Alex Jones has been demonized through subliminals in entertainment. In 2013, a movie called Prisoners came out starring Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal. The antagonist in the movie was a child abductor rapist conveniently named Alex Jones. Some people may object and say these are no big deal or they're just coincidences, but when you consider the mainstream media's repeated dishonest attacks on InfoWars, the war on Alex Jones becomes overtly clear. I'm Adam Green, reporting unofficially for InfoWars.com. Make sure to subscribe below to Know More News and catch the sneak preview to my upcoming documentary film, The Conspiracy Theory Conspiracy.
People always ask, how do they work with us? How do they work for us? You just do it. And this is how we end up getting reporters. David Knight, all these, Jakari Jackson, they won contests. Well, David Knight didn't win the contest. Jakari did, but he got in the running. Even though he lost the contest, he ended up, he moved down here from North Carolina with his family, doing a great job. We're just looking for a few good men and women that want to fight tyranny. And there are so many examples of this. And I made some phone calls to Hollywood and did indeed find out that the Alex Jones name with the writers was kind of a hat tip. And they said, look, the guy ends up being innocent in the movie and is actually like a good guy. So, you know, it's not all just attacks. People are like, wow, the child molester's named Alex Jones. Well, it turns out he's not. So some of it, I mean, quite frankly, he goes, he's on my Captain America. I mean, it's almost like I co-wrote the thing. If you listen to this show, when we talked about the master plan with the extermination lasers on the blimps and the face scans, and that's basically in the movie, and everything else, and how there's a, how Hydra, see, it's not that they're even copying me, it's that I understand how the system works, because the globalists have written books about how it works that only they seem to read, but are hidden in plain view.
You hear about it every day. Another shooting where innocent people lose their lives. The best insurance is being prepared. Give your loved ones the safety they deserve with a bulletproof backpack. Independently tested to withstand a .357 and multiple other calibers. Perfect for students, commuters, anyone. Shield yourself and your family. Call 8445-BULLET. That's 8445-BULLET or see the proof at bulletproofbp.com. Bulletproofbp.com. We've got your back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Andrew Wakefield is going to be joining us. His co-author was completely exonerated by a British court and given back his medical license. He was not engaged in fraud in the study with Wakefield. Wakefield's suing as well is going to be exonerated. It's a total hoax. It turned out other British studies found the same thing, just were not widely circulated. And the inserts of the vaccines admit they can give you neurological disorders, pancreatitis, the list goes on and on. This is how they dumb the public down. They'll say, it's been discredited. The wheel does not exist. This guy's a fraud. It is hoax, hoax, hoax from the same folks that bring you the fraud that is Brian Williams. And I don't like sitting up here talking about myself all day, but when they try to destroy Dr. Wakefield, they try to destroy Ron Paul or other really good people who we know are legitimate and who they're going after, we have to stand up for them. And when they're demonizing InfoWars.com and yours truly, we're going to talk about it because we're getting attacked because we're on target. It's the show isn't about Alex Jones is getting attacked, but we're getting attacked so much we've got to cover it to further discredit the system and to show people why they're attacking us. Because we know what these dirty rats are up to, and they could all go the way of Brian Williams. This system is trying to bring in tyranny because it's tottering. Well, I don't want tyranny to collapse into greater tyranny. I want it to just be phased out into liberty. Nothing's going to be perfect. I don't claim utopias like every communist does or statist does. But a lot of revolutions are successful if they're peaceful. Violent ones are almost never successful. That's why they try to brand revolution in media as violent. The printing press was a revolution. There's been so many organic foods a revolution. Peaceful things, and they're demonizing right now, and they're in a full court press as their vaccine fraud comes out to dominate and bully everyone with peer pressure into doing this. Infowars.com has the report. It's also in Natural Society. You cannot make this up. It's an Anthony Gucciardi story. McDonald's gives free vaccines with Happy Meals. I want to get Anthony on the Nightly News tonight. Would you like a hepatitis A shot with your Happy Meal? Yes, we'll talk about this with Dr. Wakefield coming up. Unbelievable. Continuing, yesterday it was reported by AP and others that indeed illegal aliens will get tax refunds even if they just got here. Free money. Obama amnesty creates loopholes for illegal immigrants to vote in elections. That's in the Washington Times. Yes, that's right. Openly and in places like Illinois, they've introduced legislation. In fact, did that pass? I know it passed their House and Senate. The governor was going to sign it to where anyone that gets to Illinois can vote. Of course, it violates federal law, but it's just incredible. U.S. sends China millions in foreign aid despite $1.3 trillion debt. man, I tell you, you can't make this stuff up. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was drunk during the State of the Union. At least she admits it. I don't like her. She's a horrible tyrant, but has all these bodyguards that doesn't want you to be able to defend yourself. But at least she admitted she was drunk. Barack Obama's cybersecurity push spurs privacy fears. Financial Times of London. Yeah, it's just put itself back. We're going to come back, cover some more news for 5 minutes, and Dr. Andrew Wakefield's going to be in studio with us. This is really important. Because if we beat them on the vaccines, we beat them on everything. This is a really big deal, ladies and gentlemen, so stay with us. The second hour is coming up. And remember, they want to shut us down for a reason. They've got me surveilled. They've got my assessment. They know I'm for real. They know I'm fire-breathing liberty lover who's never going to back down and loves a fight. And they know that excitement is infectious and can break the spell of lackadaisical malaise that people are under. I'm here to break folks' trance. And we need other trance breakers out there to get people out of their comfort zone and to get them in the game and get them outside the box and into the real world. If you feel as I feel, to quote V, and you know that ideas are bulletproof, then tell friends and family about the show, about the audio feeds, the free podcast, everything, and buy the high-quality products. Shop with the good guys at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back. Stay with us.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.